Grant, have you any homework tonight, darling?
Yes.
What have you got? Reading?
Spelling and reading.
Oh, good. Did you manage your sums at school today?
Yes.
You did. Good boy. And what do you want to do first? Reading?
Spelling.
Now.
We should have a pencil.
Hopefully baby will be asleep in a few minutes. Snip, snap, and snub. So do you want to do this first?
Yes.
And Mummy will put on some coffee for Daddy. Good boy, darling. Good boy. How many times? Five?
Six.
Three, four, five, six. Good. Machines work for all.
I'm going on to space, Mum, Mum.
Good, but I think they should be slightly bigger, Grant. When Mummy was at school, if they were too small, teacher used to smack us.
Uh-huh.
We did. We used to get the ruler across the knuckles when Mummy was in primary school. That's why we were taught to write beautifully, I suppose. Snip. Good. And Mummy will see if Daddy's...
Poor Annabelle.
Well, she should be in bed. I think we'll put it to off just now, Grant.
Did you have to see that?
Yes, because just for Daddy comes down, Grant. Because there's a pause.
Grant, you ready?
No.
No,
that's on there.
That's baby.
Baby asleep.
Yeah.
Good.
You
sat
your mum a cuddy, Grant?
Yeah, I'm just going to finish it.
Spell them to me and then he's got to read.
S-N-I-P-S-N-A-P.
Snap.
S-N-U-B.
What do you still say? Oh, good boy.
Now I'm going to do my reading, Dad.
What about doing it without looking at the book? So I just
I think it's jolly good.
Dad, can I just go on with
spell them to Daddy again first, darling, and then you can read your book.
Without looking at the book.
23 to 32.
S-I.
No. Snip. How do you spell snip?
Snip. S-N-I-P. Come on, darling, you can do it.
S-I.
No. S-N-I-P. S-N-I-P. How do you spell snip?
S-N-I-P. You don't know.
How do you spell
snap,
it? Snap, S-N-A-P. Grant, how do you spell snip? Come on.
Come on, darling, you
can't
spell
do it without
so
looking
well.
At the book, Grant.
You can't do it without looking at the book. That's no use. That's been recorded.
Well, we're doing it normally.
Snip.
S-N-I-P.
Without looking at the book.
Again. Three times.
S-I-N-E.
No, S-N.
Oh, good, Ron. You're so good, darling. Normally, S-N-I-P, snap, and snub. Grant! Never mind.
Oh,
pages 23 to 32.
Well, it's no use for
you. You did a lot last night, Bobby. Well, that's up to the last page. You only got this book last week. Where was it?
Yeah.
He can read beautifully. I'm so delighted. Aileen's amazed.
Well,
and her used to be a teacher, Bobby. She's amazed because...
This is no good going in the socks like that.
Come on, Grant!
Grant!
He likes the bare winter over the mountain. Is baby asleep?
I don't know, she's asleep.
Would you get Grant, Bobby? Would you like a coffee just now? Or tea? Coffee?
No, Grant, come on! You've got this homework to finish.
We'll finish his work first.
Where are you?
Oliver! Come on, darling, would you like a drinky? You've been outside. Good boy. Come and get a drinky then. Come on. Good boy.
Just pretend it's not there. That's what
we've
got to do.
Just wear
that
in
mind.
Hi, darling. You've done well.
No.
Come on. Come on now.
Oh,
yes.
Well.
Do it normally. Come on now. Snip. Just think how it's pronounced. Snip. Snip. You're not doing it enough. You're just doing it. Forget that's there now. Come on. Snip. Come on. Snip.
Oliver's got some milk, Bobby.
S-N-I-P.
There you go. You can do it. Excellent. Right. Snap.
S-E-N-P.
Snap.
S-N.
Snap.
S-N-I-P.
Oh, there's
baby.
That's snip. Snap is E. Just listen to how it's pronounced. It's pronounced
S-E-I-N.
Snap. S-N-A-P. Snap. S-N-A-P. Grant, come on.
And snap. S-N-A-P.
I'll rub that and...
Goodbye. You're not going to rub it out.
Goodbye, Derek.
It's
come
just
on. Page
normal
23.
Conversation. That's exactly what we're having.
Page 23
no.
to 32, Grant.
I'm sorry.
23 to 32.
No, he hasn't finished this yet. He hasn't finished this yet. Snap. S-N-A-P. Well, she should be in bed. She should be in bed. Right, you ready to do your spelling now?
Right.
Okay, we'll start with snip again. I just got spell snip.
S-N-I-P.
I-B-I-B.
How do you spell snub?
B-I-B. Snub.
Snub. How do you spell snub?
S-N-I-P.
That's snip. How do you spell snub? Snap. Snub. Snub. Let's know what I'm saying.
You're saying the bottom one.
That doesn't matter. You've got to learn to spell them. You don't get them in order, Grant. Just listen. You can pick it up by the way.
Oh, I did it in the red one.
Snub.
The one
snub. Grant. Snub.
Grant.
If you don't do it by the time I count three, you go to bed. Now please yourself. Snub. One.
S.
O.
Snub.
S. N. O. B.
Goodbye.
That's U. B.
That's it.
O. B. Okay.
Yes.
Snap.
S. N. E. P.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Annabelle. Okay, what else are you going to do then? So reading next.
Reading.
Page 23 to 32, darling. No, right. Single barrage over the mountain.
Okay.
I'm not singing it.
I'll just read it out then.
Come on then, like a singing kettle. Oh, the bear went over the mountain. The bear
come on, Grant, it's you's got to do it, not Mummy or me.
The bear went over the mountain. To see what he could see.
Grant,
you said Annabelle was going to sing a squeal.
She can't sing. She's
sing
too
girl,
young.
You should be in bed, you naughty girl. Come and sing this.
What are you doing up?
Well,
you should be in your bed.
The bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain, the bear went over the mountain to see what he could see.
Good. Next page, darling. Spaceman. Sunday night.
It was Sunday night and Scott was watching Spaceman on television. Scott had watched him get into the rocket many times and he dreamed about going with Spaceman. It would be fun if I could get into that rocket too, thought Scott. It would be fun to go far out into space. That was the last thing Scott thought about. He was fast asleep before Spaceman had finished his trip. Scott began to dream.
Good.
The time had come for Spaceman Scott to go to the moon. He will
okay. Thank you,
be the first boy to land on the moon. Scott walked outside and looked up at the rocket. The rocket was as tall as seven houses. It was as tall as seven schools. This rocket was this.
That is paper.
Scott seven that would take him to the moon. Scott climbed inside the rocket. The men were getting ready for a blast off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off. Spaceman Scott began his trip to the moon. On and on into space went Scott 7. Then a part of the rocket fell away. When Scott looked out, he could see the stars and many flashing lights. Part of the time, Scott talked on the rocket's radio. Part of the time, he just looked out into space. The rocket came to a stop at space station. Some workers at the station took Scott inside.
New line.
They asked him to remember all the things he could about the trip from Earth. Then the men talked about the other rocket would take him onto the moon. They helped Scott get ready. In the morning, Scott, three of the men, got into the moon rocket. Again, they were ready to go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, blast off! Away went the rocket with Scott and his friends inside. Away it went on its long trip to the moon. At last they landed on the moon. Scott and the men got out and looked around. What a strange place it was. Look here, Scott, said one moon.
Man, said one man.
Do you see that big round thing that looks like a ball? You live on that ball. That's the earth. That's what your home looks like from up here on the moon. How strange it was for Scott to see that
his
home was a round planet far out in space. One man had a shovel. He wanted to take some things from the moon back to Earth with him. The other men walked around and talked on the radio. Scott followed the men. He was not looking where he was going. He was not looking where he was going. Where he was going, and he fell down, 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 down. Scott fell. The dream was over, and so was Scott's trip to the moon. Well, said his mother, what are you doing down there on the floor? Scott laughed. I just fell off the moon, he said. What a dream I had.
Very good. Any more homework?
Well, that's excellent.
No. Any more homework?
No.
That's a lot. No, just leave it.
I'll do it.
I think Eileen's amazed how well he can read. Eileen's amazed, Bobby.
Yeah.
She used to be a teacher and she can read. He can read so beautifully.
No.
Eileen, remember when Eileen was here and Jared came last year and you had the trampoline in the back garden ground on the lawn and you started to laugh? Julie did a laugh. Bobby and I was appalled. Because she kept me.
You had mortified.
Mistakes. I was mortified, yes, I was mortified.
You say mortified.
Remember the mistake she made?
Mommy was
grand,
mortified.
Mummy, you could hardly stop laughing because you giggled when Julie stumbled at words and she's older than you, but Eileen thinks you're wonderful. I think you can read beautifully. You've done really so well. So you've nothing else, Grandpa? Do you want some sums? Do you want some sums, Danny?
No.
I've got to see the baby.
Hello,
Annabelle. Is it too late for Bob's computer for Grandpa's computer?
Hello, do you want to play your computer?
Yes.
I feel.
Yes.
Eucalyptus leaves, and she thought they were lovely. Remember the carnations and the We bought them at one of the shops, the florist in Pitlochry.
Hey,
she was delighted. So, do we phone them once we get to the hotel? Or do they contact us?
So that's lost it either way.
You did.
Barry would phone, or I would phone him a few days before.
What I was going to say,
you're asking me about next week. I don't know what I do next week.
Don't you?
No. The governor's on holiday, so I have to work every day. In fact, it would shock me, because the week after that,
the 14th.
Yeah, the week after, that's the week I shouldn't have a day off. But if I work next week, I'm due a day off. So it'd suit me to work all next week and take that day off on the Friday. So we'll get away on the Friday.
Sweetie,
it's either that or taking a day's leave on the Friday. So I'll see what John says tomorrow.
It'll be a lovely break.
Because he didn't want me to take half days, so.
No.
So we'll have to see how it goes.
Where's Mama's
going? Are you going with your bed now, Annabelle, again?
You should be
with your Betty again?
Well, Betty, did you
night, night.
And read a story?
No.
No, because Grant's going to have to play with his computer for a few minutes.
What do you
just
going
to
do?
Just a short while, Bobby, maybe 20 minutes or something.
You won't grow a big girl unless
Bobby,
you go to bed.
Bobby, he said he's a drink. He said he's made
bed,
a drink.
Yes.
Oliver.
Bed.
Bobby.
Over.
He said he's drink.
Bed. You done your wee-wees. You've done your wee-wees. He's done his wee-wees. He's been outside.
He's been a good boy.
He's been good a good boy.
Is Oliver a good boy?
And when I came back, Bobby, I gave Grant key and...
Mother.
Boy. He must have been pretty desperate because he didn't even before you left.
Mother,
warm.
Did a wee
wee
before
we
went to
bed. Yeah,
I thought
we made coffee or something.
Mother, warm.
Did you
think it was just boiled?
You won't see Oliver. Grant loves his new dinosaur books. He loves them, Bobby. I could only get 2, 3, and 4. I said, the lady, have you got number 1? And she said, no, just what got left. So it's 2, 3, and 4.
That's
dinosaur
no more.
Just mysteries.
Just 4 in the series.
Just seems to be 4.
Does it tell you anywhere?
No, I thought it might have said at the back. Dinosaur.
What shop was this?
It was Littlewoods, actually.
Littlewoods.
Life after the dinosaurs and the end of the dinosaurs. I think it was Littlewoods, or was it Littlewoods? Littlewoods.
Yeah, try and get number 1 as well.
And then I went to Fraser's, got my new Cruella shoes at Fraser's. Number 1, it would be lovely because they're handmade books. I think it'd be easy enough to get. Oh, he loves dinosaurs.
He's going to be an expert in dinosaurs.
Oh, I think so. I think so. And he's dinosaur models, his Stegosaurus and Tyrannosaurus. He just loves them, Bobby. I think he's sorry they're extinct. But there they are, look.
He knows
that's like the one we bought in Edinburgh, remember?
So I always do them as dinosaurs, but he
and
knows.
It's the... No.
He knows
he's got the proper
things.
Names for them, because the Stegosaurus has got the teeny-weeny feet at the front and what's huge back legs like a frog.
A Diplodocus, is it? Or
he likes a Diplodocus, but
the other one, what's
it's the Stegosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus or something.
The Tyrannosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus.
Oh, no, sorry, that's my fault. The Tyrannosaurus has got the teeny-weeny front legs and the big back legs. Sorry. The Stegosaurus is the one that's got the big
that's his favorite.
Things on its back, like big spikes on its back. It's little
well,
and dumpy. No, that. I think that's like the model one you bought in Edinburgh.
This is that.
I'm learning better.
A proto-avis, is it? Another dinosaur that might have had wings.
There's a Triceratops. They've got the big horns.
And
then the Diplodocus has got the great big neck. Now a lot of people think, Bobby, it's something like that. It's
Mama.
That's the one
with
the front of that one, isn't it?
Diplodocus. Grant has got the Diplodocus.
Mama!
What's the model?
He's got the one with the teeny mini arms. Remember he got the one when he went to see them at the Dinosaurs Alive? And then they went to the museum.
We got two in it.
We did.
So the two we got.
There he is. Grant! When Mummy and Daddy went to Edinburgh last
Mama,
week, which
Daddy.
Two did we buy you? Mom. The Tyrannosaurus and the Stegosaurus.
Tyrannosaurus
and... Tyrannosaurus. What is
the Stegosaurus now? Tyrannosaurus.
And something else.
The Lizard-hipped
Dinosaurs.
And the what? Graph.
Triceratops.
This one.
Yes.
How do you pronounce it?
Yes, remember?
Triceratops.
But the horns, I remember it was the one with the big things in its back, like fans. But actually, it's. But he loves them. Nana's delighted,
Mom.
Isn't she?
Mom, Mum.
You have to read these books to them.
I said.
Mum.
Learn about dinosaurs. Yes,
I will get more coffee, it's alright.
Sorry, Bobby.
Yes, sweetie.
Can I get the blue chair up to my room? The one in the boardroom.
You got a tape on, Dan?
Grand, I'm the white one.
Well, don't tell me which one it is.
Are you going to need your computer for 20 minutes?
Don't tell me which one it is, you'd be surprised. You have to stay there and see if it actually ticks.
If that is a problem, and then he can come up and play the computer.
Well, can you?
Tell me which one you put on.
Forgotten.
You haven't.
Oh, Spaceman 2.
Spaceman 2.
I think it's Spaceman.
Do you like that one?
Oh, which one you can use the. What's it? Is that the dipstick? It's the. What is it?
Joystick.
The joystick.
Dipstick.
That's for cars. Silly daddy. And what would you like
me? We can't talk. Someone comes up and says, use the sinkler, use the capstone, use the keyboard.
Would you like some juice, daddy?
I'm getting a bit confused, don't I?
Hot Ivy?
Yeah, but you just put this. If it says sink or joystick,
it doesn't say that. It just says keyboard, sinkler, and capstone. It doesn't mention. Oh, it says, what's that other word?
Joystick.
Interface, it says sometimes.
Does it?
Yeah. We haven't got one of them, so.
Look at Grant's balls.
It's a lot easier if you can use the joysticks. The keys are awkward to use.
Aren't they lovely?
I'm starting to open them. So.
Yeah, I'll just
look, Grant. In a few days' time, Mummy did try to help them just a teeny weeny bit. His Hyacinth, he's got to show them at the Airdrie Town Hall, Bobby. I think it's a town hall, isn't it, Grant?
When you take them to school?
Just gently. On next the 10th, I think.
This one's growing.
No, 2 weeks yet.
I thought you said you
two
were.
2 weeks. About Friday's the last day, I think. And then they're showing on the side. Oh, Bobby!
What?
Will we see them being shown? Oh, yes, because we leave on the 14th, so it's the week before. So it's next week, then.
Was it on all week?
8th, 9th.
Or just one day?
Oh, no, it'll be next week. It's shown, then.
Next
Saturday.
Week. What, a week and Saturday? That's what we get off.
Oh, no, Bobby.
I'm working
it's
this weekend.
It's the 15th. It's the 15th.
So we're
the weekend, we're in Pitlochry. Oh, no!
Oh, oh no.
Dad.
And Mom!
Dad, what?
Oh no.
Dad.
Just
the doctor
won't. Was that a nice book? Do you like that one?
We'll have to ask Mrs. Sword if she'll go and see them being judged. Oh,
is it pretty?
And I'm
hey, are you going to your bed?
I'm going to tell her if
no?
if my teacher mentions if my teacher
you need your beauty sleep.
Well, I think I'll try and put baby up to bed again.
Come on, Grant, put the tape on. And I'll still have a big time left to play.
Look.
It'll be your bedtime.
That's the ostrich.
Oliver.
Grant said that's the domain.
Oliver
just went
like that.
That's one of the big dinosaurs. So I suppose that just showed you how big their faces were, because look at the height of the ostrich.
Yeah.
Yes? Grant, you've got two in your bedroom. You've got two baskets.
That's not Oliver, it's an ostrich.
He wants one of the chairs, Bobby, out of the bar.
They're all Oliver, that's a dinosaur.
Bobby, he wants one of the big chairs upstairs out of your room.
Oh no, Grant, you don't need that.
Well, you can if you want, but...
You can't, Grant! Okay, we'll put these away.
Thank you.
You can look at that one. You look at that, that's Annabelle's one.
Bobby, will the two be ready?
Annabelle.
Yes.
Egg.
Egg? What would you like? Egg. Do you like egg?
Mama, egg.
Egg. Are you hungry? Egg. Do you like egg?
I like egg.
You like egg. Very good.
Egg.
Egg.
Oliver's.
Oliver's. Oliver's what? Let me have a look.
Go look.
Have a look. Oh, it's cans. The Oliver's cans, though. That's...
Mama!
Strawberries and raspberries.
Is that Mama's?
What's Mama's?
Mama's.
Mama's toilet paper.
Mama.
Is that the kind that she likes?
Mummy likes the peach and the pick. Mummy.
Mama!
From
Mama's again.
Mr. Grant's got lots and lots of books, and Annabelle's got quite a lot now, but she loves books and she takes care of them as well. The son of the white horse. That's your book from Grant, Mary Watson.
Please, shut
away.
Ask that.
It's a lovely book, by the way. I like books.
That's what the deal is for us today.
Did you read about the little girl the other day?
Oh, so
the same. Barely three.
It's the same thing today.
Because
young, gifted and demanding, it says.
Her brother was a sense, and she went along, Bobby, and they found she was so brilliant.
Is that the same one? That's her. She can use a computer.
Yes, that's
she enjoys a thistle and not his problem.
And her mummy was so sweet. Little boy looks like his mummy.
But it tells you, goosey here, get the...
Catherine Barnes.
Tells you
things
she should be able to read when she's three or something.
Jodie Foster. Oh, that's Jodie Foster, Bobby.
Right, have you got a gifted child? The signs to look for starting to talk early and with a wide vocabulary. Unusual interest for their age, example, classical music for a three-year-old, reading by the age of three, early ability and enjoyment of maths.
Wow.
Real curiosity about how things work. Grant's got that.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a repeated question, why? Logical ability, proficiency in chess, good at puzzles or special toys such as Lego. What's your favourite? Lego. Lego.
She loves Lego and she's especially like
Lego. Lego, what's your Lego?
But it's amazing that Bobby, for her teeny weeny hands, how she can manipulate the Grant's Lego, the basic Lego. She can have them beautifully. And she was here last week in Linda. And Linda's little boy, Christopher, he's just that month younger than Annabelle, and she feels a bit would be too tiny for him. He would eat them, because one day they found him and he was choking to death practically. And Tam, Linda's husband, turned him upside down and cracked his back. He'd eat them on time for
him.
Now he could have choked to
you're damaging that, Annabelle.
So, the last time Linda was here, she came in her own, and her father dropped, and then her husband picked her up. And the Reverend Gordon, the Reverend Peter Gordon came that day.
Yeah.
And when he came to the door, Linda and the little boy Christopher, they were upstairs. But previous to that, Linda had said that she was terrified to get Lego for the little boy. She was terrified when him and Annabelle were playing. I said, gosh, she said, she's okay.
Yeah.
She can handle it beautifully. She's never eaten any little parts yet, and some of the arms, Bobby, are tiny. So she thought, well, she saw Annabelle handle it so beautifully, she thought she might get some to Christopher for his Christmas. But obviously she hadn't got, because she should have said that she was here last week. Sheena was amazed last week.
You sing it? Sing a song?
Sing to be, Bobby. And it's learning them to move their fingers and to use their imagination, which is it's so good for them. And Mom, she was putting up money for that thing that the Tupperware, that totem pails, and you stack up the pails. Probably about £12, just for some little things that you can use, just like a little seaside pail, but the totem pails.
Are you going to turn the pony, Mom?
It's my turn, actually.
So you do it the weekend?
Dad phoned last week. No, I phoned on Sunday.
Mama.
No.
I don't phone Mama.
You phoned Mama?
I did phone during the week because, yes, it was Sunday.
So it's their turn to phone you?
Because she wanted to watch that programme. And she insisted it was on at 7:15.
Daddy.
It was on at 2:15. The one of David Jason.
So I'm still not clear. Is it her turn to phone you or your
It'll be her turn to phone. I think she'll phone me next weekend.
Mama,
this coming weekend. So we've got to get Oliver booked in at Kennels. He's beautifully groomed. Sheena thought he was lovely last week. I think it's the first time she'd actually seen Oliver look pretty and fit. But I think, Barbara, he's got a severe chill.
Sheena wasn't off this weekend.
Fancy being booked in the winter time to Jolly.
Grop, this is my dad.
You could have seen Oliver.
Oliver left him there.
Can you go up next weekend? Oh,
what am I thinking about?
Yeah.
Oh, I suppose there's a...
Did you want
to? I was thinking, I haven't seen my dad since, what, Christmas?
Christmas time.
And it's not going to be before April. Never heard from Iris, have you?
It is Iris' turn to phone us. It's Iris' turn to phone us, really, but I did think about Iris earlier. When I was in Glasgow and I thought, gosh, I should really phone just to see how your dad is, Bobby, because it's really up to her to see him every weekend. And the amount of times that I phoned the hospital recently.
Yeah.
I'm just wondering if you ever get messages.
Is
they are cool. I realise they're busy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe
they are busy.
I don't know.
You must miss you terribly, Bobby. But I think he's quite settled in hospital. I think he's quite settled.
Oh, pardon me, excuse me.
Quite happy, I think.
Sarda.
Although it is a worry, Bobby. But Dad visits him quite a lot. Well, I think once a week or so, he's free. The ladies who wait. This is quite attendance to the Queen.
Oh no, I can't go next week.
Why?
Because I'll still be covering for John Dermot.
Oh. Oh.
So that's not there. Sue, I don't know. Oh, that garden party I was telling you about.
Yes.
There's the Royal Garden Party.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
I thought it was something to do with something else, but. No,
I thought it might have been. Royal
I don't know yet.
That's an emperor.
Yeah, it's May, I thought they do. It's May's stuff. So, we just have to wait and see whether we get the invitation or not. Don't know when I'm finding it.
I'd really enjoy
but,
that.
But I didn't realise it was that.
I thought it must have been Bobby the Royal Garden Party.
So that'll be alright.
It's probably Holyrood Palace.
It's Holyrood Palace, yeah. I'm not sure it'll be there. Whether, I'm not sure whether it's her herself or.
Oh, I should imagine it will be. It'll be a
queen. Well, just to keep your fingers crossed. Well, granted, I've had the tape loaded by now, so I suppose I better go and see how he's getting on.
I'm going to check.
No, what?
So, yeah, I'll go and check.
Now, darling, it's
right, Annabelle. We'll try again.
It's 1 minute past nine.
Off to your beddy this time.
Do you
I see you.
Mummy, put over outside. Outside, Ellie.
Okay, Betty again.
Darling.
Okay, night-night. Good girl.
Night.
Night, Annabelle.
Bed.
Good girl. Bed.
Thought it was my time, Bobby.
Okay.